We're inside Europe's largest indoor banana plantation. It's 20 degrees inside, but could be minus 10 outside. The plants here are more for research than consumption, but show what can be achieved even in the harshest conditions, using Iceland's plentiful supply of geothermal heat and green energy.
We are self-sufficient with cucumbers. We produce all the cucumbers that we consume per year. In tomatoes, we are about maybe 55, possibly up to 60% in the next couple of years or so. With salad, we are producing about half of all the salad that is consumed every year. In bell peppers or paprika and culinary herbs, we produce about 20 to 30% of all that.
Iceland's climate may seem like a disadvantage when it comes to agriculture, but this country has two huge advantages: an endless supply of pure water and renewable energy.
As a result, innovation is sprouting in the industry as farmers and scientists work out how to best use resources and minimise waste. At Friedheimer, the desire to reduce the carbon footprint of tomato imports has grown into a profitable business. Here, the elements are tightly controlled by computer, and there's no need for pesticides this far north. Others are looking even further into the future. This protein-rich microalgae uses just 1% of the water and 1% of the land needed to grow soy or pea protein. This closed-loop system is carbon negative and highly efficient, gobbling carbon dioxide emitted from the geothermal plant next door. It's an environment that could be replicated on a local level to produce protein year-round.
Traditional crop, you harvest maybe once, twice, maybe three times a year. So three times a year, you get the whole crop, and then you have to reseed. For this, we harvest about 5 to 10% of the entire crop every day. The next day, it's replenished.
This small island is punching way above its weight in terms of agricultural innovation. Even China sent a delegation to learn more about how to grow crops in controlled environments.
Radical ideas like this are going to be key to shaking up the global food system, a system currently vulnerable to climate change, pests and disease, a system that can no longer run entirely on traditional farming methods. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Reykholt, Iceland.
Liberia.